Good afternoon. You are listening to Education Matters on the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program. My name is Beth Weisong, and I am the Director of Youth Radio here at KDNK. And before we begin today's public affairs show with Education Matters, I want to give you a brief update about AZYEP in 2020. First, thank you all who supported us in 2019. We had a very successful year, and we really felt the love here at KDNK from the generosity of donors and those who volunteered their time with us. Thank you so much. And as we look forward to 2020, I want to tell you that we are continuing our current schedule of live radio broadcasts with kids ages 8 to 18 every Monday from 2 to 4, Sunday from 2 to 4, and Thursday evening from 7 to 9. So please tune in to our wonderful DJs to hear the kids. And if you really like what you hear, don't hesitate to give them a call in the studio because they really appreciate positive feedback from community members. And they really get a lot out of it when people give them a call. So thanks to everyone who listens to them and gives feedback. And we also have our news team that meets every Monday here at KDNK. The team is made up of 5 middle school students, and they're here at KDNK right now to start off their semester. And they're led by the news team coordinator, who is named Adele Kraft. And Adele is a wonderful graduate of ASYEP and also one of KDNK's newest board members. So thanks to Adele and the news team for their leadership here and investigation into kid-focused stories. You can, again, hear them every third Monday of the month. And KDNK gave us this time slot from 4 to 4:30 each Monday of the week to build more youth-focused content. And we have a really great lineup for you in 2020 for each month. And the first Monday of the month, I hope you've tuned into Dimensions in Diversity with host Steve Mills from the organization Gay for Good Rocky Mountains. Steve volunteers his time to produce a show geared towards LGBTQ plus teens and issues, and brings in guests who speak about resources for that community and their allies. This show is sponsored by Aspen Out. And then the second Monday, which is today, you can hear a hodgepodge of topics. We call this Education Matters, where we bring you a variety of stories and student work with the goal of shedding light about what takes place in schools and other organizations. So if you, listener out there, work with kids and have a story to share or an event to highlight, don't hesitate to reach out to me, Beth at azyep.org. The third Monday of the month is when you can tune into the ASYEP news team. They produce their show each month and also cover a variety of topics. Next week, you won't hear them due to Martin Luther King Day. And then the last Monday of the month, we collaborate with the Family Resource Center of the Roaring Fork Schools to bring you Healthy is the New Happy. This show is bilingual and discusses youth health issues ranging from a lot of things, from dental hygiene, mental wellness, healthy habits, and healthy brain development. This year, you can look forward to a great discussion with Focus Kids, Delta Dental, and some of the prevention specialists from the Roaring Fork Schools. This show is sponsored by Delta Dental. The last thing I have for you is you can always look forward to our classroom collaborations. These are broadcast throughout ASYEP airtime and also during the KDNK listening day. And when you hear a poem, a PSA, or a story with a student's voice, that is the hard work of second and through 12th graders. Some of the schools come to us here at KDNK, but we mostly go to schools from Aspen to Parachute to record and highlight student work. So in the upcoming months, you can hear student work from Glenwood Springs Middle School, elementary schools, Riverview School, Basalt Middle School, and Riverside and Newcastle, and many, many more. So if you want to check out our projects that you have missed, or you may not catch them on KDNK during the regular time, you can go to azyep.org and click on Classroom Collaborations, and you will hear some great work there. So again, thanks to all our supporters. That's what's going on in 2020 with the youth radio program here at KDNK. We are so grateful to KDNK for providing airwaves for local kids. So thanks to KDNK. Now that you've learned all about what's going on in 2020, let's get to Education Matters. So on today's program, we have a very special guest who's been listening to me here in the studio. I am joined with Diana Andrews, the program manager for Garfield County PREP, which stands for Personal Responsibility Education Program. So thanks so much for being here, Diana.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thanks for listening to my little program
update.
Yeah.
I learn a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here. So tell the listeners, for those who aren't familiar, give us a little information about Garfield County Prep.
Sure. Garfield County Prep is funded by the Family Youth Service Bureau at the federal level, and then the money trickles down to the state and county level through the Department of Human Services. Our mission is to increase young people's access to comprehensive sexual health education and foster connection to trusted adults.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So that's your mission.
Big mission.
Okay. That's a huge mission. So, and where are you physically located in Glenwood Springs?
The program is housed at Family Visitor Programs in Glenwood Springs, but our program, the educational program, is in 14 schools, middle school, charter schools, high schools, alternative high schools. And we've reached, we're in our ninth year right now. Ninth year started right around the beginning of October. And up till now, we've reached about 15,000 students in the Roaring Fork and RE2 districts.
Okay, so you're in both RE1 and RE2?
Yes.
Okay. And what are your main programs that you offer to students?
The biggie is the comprehensive sexual health education. We have embedded that into the schools by training staff and teachers to deliver the curriculum. And that is geared towards building skills and increasing knowledge so that we can reduce the teen pregnancy and STI rates in the county. So that's the educational piece. That's the main goal of the funding, is to reduce teen pregnancy and STI rates. But because I have so many of the staff trained in the schools, that frees me up to do fun things like radio interviews. and then I do a summer intern program where I bring youth together and basically pay them to volunteer, mostly during the summer, because it's Garfield County and not all the school calendars align. It's hard to keep youth engaged year-round, plus academics have to come first, of course.
Right.
And then we also can offer a trusted adult workshop for adults, parents, caseworkers, anybody really, who works with youth and wants to become a trusted adult. We help guide you through some skills of navigating those awkward, sensitive conversations.
Okay, so I want to talk about two things, your internship program and the trusted adult program. So let's start there. What do you exactly mean about a trusted adult? What does that look like?
The research really shows that if a young person has a trusted adult that they can confide in, go to and ask questions, have lifelong conversation wherever that relationship starts, you want to keep that open for the life of that relationship. It really shows that it's a protective factor against kids engaging in at-risk behaviors. Of course, we always want to advocate that youth go to their parents and talk to their parents first, but we also realize that that's not always the case. And sometimes the parents don't have the answers or maybe don't know how to support their youth. So building that sort of web of trusted adults so that it's less likely that the youth will fall through the cracks, can be caught by their safety net, instead of just having one person run around to be that safety net. Right. You build that through numbers.
Okay. And so do you have a pool of trusted adults that partner with kids, or are you just advocates yourself to train those?
We're advocates at the state level. They are using the Trusted Adult Workshop to bring on other Department of Human Services throughout the state, because that's where the money comes from. They're training caseworkers, foster parents, even like TANF type workers, to be able to have those conversations and to reach those marginalized youth that may be in systems of care or treatment centers.
Okay. Fantastic work.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and tell us about your internship program. I will admit that the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment Program has partnered a little bit during your internship. Not enough, but something that I hope we can build upon. But tell listeners about the internship program, because I think it's such an amazing opportunity for youth in this valley.
Yeah, so in hearing your introduction today, I'm like, so when people call in to you and have opportunities and you then have a need and can't get all the work done yourself, then you would contact me and go, wow, I really could use some help.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, let me check in with my teen interns and see who's available, who's interested, who lives in a geographical place where it makes sense for them to come help you. And then I find volunteer opportunities, connect them with the personnel at the event or agency. They show up, they do the work, they represent prep, and I pay them.
Wow.
So that's okay. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I pay them to volunteer.
So kids are learning about other organizations in the Valley, other events, and then also earning a stipend or a paycheck to learn.
And hopefully maybe igniting some sparks,
right.
Some interest, hobbies, future career paths that they may not have otherwise even been aware of. I know we've partnered with Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers before to go out trail building, and I've had youth mention that they've never actually been on a trail or a hike ever in their life before.
Wow.
So just providing those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And really, listeners might be saying, wait a minute, I thought you were doing a teen pregnancy prevention program. How do these things align? And it's really, again, it's building those trusted adult relationships, helping them learn to communicate with adults on topics that aren't scary and mm-hmm. awkward, so that when they have a need to have those awkward, sensitive topics, they've been connected with a lot of different people that they can trust in different ways at different places.
Right. Okay. So how many kids do you work with in a summer, and how do they get involved with your program?
Generally, it's been maybe around 17 to 18 youth. Currently, I am the only employee of the Garfield County Prep Program. Previously, I did have a part-time assistant data coordinator, but now it's just me. So as much as I would like to take on more and more and more, I have to learn my own limits and my own capacity. It's been around 20. However, because I do pull youth from Basalt to Parachute, they aren't 100% involved in everything. So it's very fluid.
Right. Okay, so what would you say is the outcome of that program? I mean, what do you see at the end of an internship with the student, or what's a success story you might have seen?
Well, one thing is, as you asked about how I recruit or how they come to find out about me, I really don't do much recruiting. I've had a lot of second generation interns, so younger siblings, when they become of legal working age of 14. Then they've seen what their older sibling has been doing, and they get involved. So that's one way. Last summer, we partnered with Youth Zone to help utilize their new space in Glenwood Springs and make good use of that. Plus, we also allowed for their kids who are working against community service hours to join us in our weekly meetings or in our community activities. Again, making some of those connections with their peers, getting involved in different ways, and working against their community service hours at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great collaborations.
Yeah.
That's what's so great about the Valley. We can all
come together
and
use
our strengths.
And like last summer, an example, we had somebody coming in talking about vaping, because mm-hmm. everybody's talking about vaping.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, no surprise, youth have a lot of opinions and attitudes about vaping. And so it was so robust that I reached out to you, and we got Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program in the room with a tape recorder,
mm-hmm.
and we just let the kids express themselves and have voice.
Yeah, and those programs have been great.
Yeah.
I've actually aired them twice now,
awesome.
So because it was just really rich in content of what they have to say. And I mean, that's another reminder that we need to be going to the kids when it comes to these issues, because they know more about it than me.
Yeah, that's such a guilty pleasure of mine, to find any avenue I can to allow youth to express themselves freely and have their voice and be themselves.
Right.
And to me, that is the outcome of the summer program,
mm-hmm.
is they have a space where they can be themselves. There's no judgment. They are heard. At least I hope they feel they are heard. And when we try to give them an evaluation survey at the end, and we're getting all positive marks, and they really love getting engaged in the things that are being offered.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huge success there. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, and you mentioned a little bit about the work that you're doing in schools. What are you working on this year? Anything new or?
Actually, I'm super excited. And this happened, again, I get myself out there in weird ways, in weird places. I don't always know how, but it always ends up something happens beautifully. And this happened this year where I ended up in a high school classroom at Rifle High School to help support a new staff in learning how to deliver the curriculum. So I was there to help support him. And through that, I was able to meet the kids, talk to the kids, tell them about me, tell them about the program. And we have since gotten a group of Rifle High School students, because they don't have school on Friday. I've been meeting with them most every Friday down at the Rifle Branch Library, because the Rifle Branch Library, well, the executive director of all the library branches, has offered a very large space on the second floor of the Rifle Library for a teen place. And so a lot of us were around the table talking about all these great programs that we have that we could bring to the table. And it's like, kids don't necessarily want programs, especially on their day off from school.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to bring these youth together. They created a survey. They've been collecting the survey answers from their peers at school using a QR code. And now this Friday, we will look at that data and start to create a presentation to a group of adults that they will decide who they invite, trying to tell them what the youth want in this space so that it can be youth-led, youth-designed, youth-run, and hopefully youth-attended.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really anxious because people, I think, adults have known for a long time that there's not much to do for young people in Rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm working with some young people to change that. And I think they're excited because they feel like Rifle kids, perhaps even more so Rifle kids of color, have negative reputations, and they want to actively show that no, when given a task and something to work on that's meaningful to them, they rise to the occasion, and it's pretty exciting.
Wow, great work. Yes. I'm excited to hear what comes out of that.
Me too.
That's fantastic. I wish we had more DJs from Rifle, so if you meet any kids who want to come, kind of hard to catch the bus. That's the whole issue that I've always run into. But
and that's where in the summer program, when I talk about it, has to geographically make sense.
Right.
That's the logistics we work with.
Find that Rifle DJ for me, because you know we're broadcasting right in Rifle right now. And
awesome!
I want more DJs from there. So.
Very cool.
Yeah. Well, so given the fact that you're out there in the schools and working with the kids so directly, what do you feel are some of the main issues that come up for you when you're talking to kids, and what are they facing, or what is their anxiety surrounding now?
In some ways it's easy because we're all talking about mental health and vaping and suicide rates, and I don't want to belittle those things. Those are huge issues that youth are definitely facing in this valley. But what I hear more is they don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to advocate for themselves. They really lack the skills to kind of forge a path for themselves. And I've also heard struggles around not being taken seriously around mental health issues, that it's a phase, you'll get over it, you know, just toughen up. A lot of these old-fashioned phrases that we use that we think are helpful and encouraging, but it doesn't really validate them, and it doesn't validate what they're going through. And then I work with a lot of LGBTQ plus students, and especially the trans, the queer, and the gender non-binary. Where are they seen? Where are they allowed to identify in a way that is most authentic to them? So I just think about their struggles. I just attended a Transforming Healthcare Summit in Denver, and just becoming aware of their day-to-day pressures. We don't even realize what they're dealing with, and their suicide rates are really, really high. And when you talk about just the simple thing of identifying somebody by the pronouns that they want to be identified by, you know, what does that hurt me to accommodate them and call them by their pronouns when they've said, I want to be referred to as this? That's certainly no skin off my back. So if I can make that small little gesture, the research shows that just that one little thing really reduces their suicide rates.
Hmm.
So I'm all in.
that's great. Well, that was going to be my next question for you, is what, as talking about those pressures you just mentioned, what are some advice you have to adults who may not work with kids all the time, but what can adults do to help with the pressures that some teens are facing?
Sure, and I had to learn this because by training, I was an elementary school teacher, and I'd done work with younger kids, so teenagers weren't necessarily my targeted population that I like to work with. But I have come to so value and just love working with teens. And I joke that my secret is I stop talking, which for anybody who knows me is no small task, but to listen, to allow them to be their goofy, perhaps annoying selves, to not want to interject and be equal in all of their conversations. And then I feel that when you do that, when you honor their space, let them be them, then when you do have something of value to offer, I have found that they're more likely to listen. So I think just really listening, allowing them to be themselves, I think it has really helped me to understand the brain development of a teenager. That explains so much.
Mm-hmm.
And just development stages. So teens are sort of wired to oppose adults because they're seeking independence. They're trying to find their way. So it's not necessarily that, oh, you're a teenager, so I must battle with it. But we have to recognize that that's where teens are in their brain development, is they're going to push against the adults because they're trying to gain their independence. And if we take that with a little bit of understanding, maybe we don't escalate in our arguments or conversations or shut down so much.
Right. There's a lot to be learned there.
There is. Yeah. It's a work in progress.
Yeah, I understand. My many years of working with kids, I understand. Well, so we only have a few more minutes, but I just want to ask or have you tell the listeners how they can learn more about Garfield County Prep, and if they know of a student who might be able to benefit from what you guys offer in the community, can you give us a little bit of insight about that?
Absolutely. We have www.garfieldcountyprep.org. So the website has outcome data from the years that we've been collecting data, so you can see the results of what we do in the schools. It has pages where you can see the community engagement that we've done. Those are not image stock images. Those are area teens working in the community. And then on the teen page, there is a job application now, so they can actually apply now, and then I can start compiling those. If it makes sense to get them on board now, great. Like if they were at Rifle High School and they wanted to get involved, sure, I would hire them now to do some of that work. If they're really involved in school and not really available, then I'll hold on to that and we'll talk closer to summertime. There is a Contact Us form. So if parents, adults, community members, anybody really has questions, ideas, concerns, that Contact Us form comes directly to my email, which is also garfieldcountyprep@gmail.com.
Yeah, I was just looking at your website, and I must say I'm really impressed by the wealth of information that is on there and to benefit families and their kids.
And the Ask Us Anything page, we've pulled from the questions that get asked in the anonymous question box and offer medically accurate answers. It's not all-inclusive. So there is also a page of trusted local and online resources, some of those designed for parents, some designed for youth. But if they're on the Garfield County Prep website, then they're trusted and you can go there and get the information and answers that you're seeking. And then I also have a Garfield County Prep present on the Facebook page.
Okay. Well, great. Well, is there anything that you want to mention that hasn't come up today before we sign off? Anything you want to add?
Just real quick, especially with the Contact Us form, funding formally ends in September 2021. So we're starting to think, how do we sustain this past federal funding? And we want to start pulling together focus groups, town hall meetings, anybody who's interested in talking about what does this program look like going forward and how will it be funded and where will it be housed and all of those kind of things. So we'll be wanting a lot of input
Okay, so you're looking for community members to help with that process.
Yeah, we've just started the discussion around that, but I'm more than happy to start collecting names and numbers now so we can get started sooner than later.
Okay, well, great. Well, please give the listeners your email address and the website one more time.
Absolutely. Website is www.garfieldcountyprep.org, and the email is garfieldcountyprep@gmail.com.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Diana Andrews, for being here this afternoon, telling us all about Garfield County Prep. We appreciate your work in the community and your support for the Andy Zanke Youth Empowerment
Thanks.
Program.
Thanks, it's been a pleasure.
Now everything feels the same.